I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The violence plaguing Sudan is reaching beyond Khartoum now, and a story of how the gospel reached an African village steeped in the occult. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. In Sudan, 25 million people are now in need of emergency aid. That's over half the Sudanese population. Fighting yesterday in the capital Khartoum broke yet another truce agreement to let in humanitarian relief. It's disrupted national stability and operations. Another 1 million people have fled the country altogether. Ed Weaver was spoken worldwide.
We're hearing from some of our partners and teammates in Egypt that live in Aswan, just north of the border, that are saying there's at least 1 million refugees in Aswan, and Aswan is overrun. You know, they don't have the capacity to handle that kind of an influx. And yet, it seems like everybody that is in Sudan that's trying to avoid the conflict is escaping many times to the north, attempting to get into Egypt.
Spoken Worldwide works with Christians in Egypt to share the gospel in oral formats. This is a crucial outreach tool for Sudanese refugees.
A lot of these people in Sudan aren't going to be able to read. That's going to make a transition into another country more difficult. We, as an organization, value reading, but we're not going to make that a prerequisite for somebody to understand who God is.
And please ask God to bring good out of even this terrible violence in Sudan. In the United States, Minnesota recently became the first city to broadcast the Muslim call to prayer at all hours. The city allowed year-round broadcast last year, but only between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. Pierre Husney of Horizons International.
I think this is a wake-up call for the U.S. church. Sometimes it takes an issue like this to bring into the light the fact that there are Muslim communities springing up and growing in the U.S.
There was no organized opposition to the April decision, however.
You may find Muslims moving out of Minneapolis because they don't want to hear that like they used to hear back in their home country. The call to prayer for Muslims is not always positive. A lot of Muslims have left their Muslim countries running away from the oppression of Islam.
Social issues like these don't have to cause division between Muslims and Christians.
We need to respond with equipping the church in the U.S. to bring the gospel to Muslims. Whether we're in Lebanon, China, or America, the truth of the Great Commission remains the same. We need to love our Muslim neighbors. We need to find ways of being salt and light and have a winsome witness among them.
Horizons offers training and resources in the full report at missionnews.org. One unreached people group in Chad, a country in Central Africa, is known for its violence against Christians. Unfolding Words, Dane Skelton.
Reaching out to this group has a lot of risks attached to it, but our friend who we call Jeremiah and his team, in the spirit of God and with great boldness, decided to take a very long journey and share open Bible stories with this group.
Tribal custom says every new visitor must visit the village chief or king first. The king of this people group had a scary reputation.
He was adept at using occult powers. He would manipulate people using those forces.
Thankfully, God protected Jeremiah and his team when they arrived at the village.
They couldn't talk to the king because he was so sick he couldn't get out of bed, he couldn't eat.
Believers introduced villagers to open Bible stories. It was the first time this people group heard any scripture in their language. Then Jeremiah felt a Holy Spirit nudge. He needed to visit the sick king and pray for him. Before Jeremiah began to pray,
he said, "King, I need to tell you that there is a King of Kings. His name is Jesus, and if you believe in him, he will heal you."
And to find out how the story ends, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. Written by SGA's founder, it's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.